For nearly 3 months, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice has fought to keep details of an assault inside one of its prisons secret. Experts reviewing TPR's open records requests say the department has used legal loopholes to block the public from understanding what happened. This lack of transparency on how the prison operates can stymie efforts to improve the safety of prisoners and guards. TPR's Paul Flav reports.
When Kyhem Grant's mother, Loretta, found out her son was in a prison hospital after he was assaulted by one or potentially multiple guards, she wanted to know what happened and how bad it was. She, as his power of attorney, asked for his medical records.
No, they won't give it to me. They told me to call the PIA. Then they told me to call the medical board over there in Galveston. Giving me the runaround, that's why, because they don't give the family too much information.
The department's been equally opaque with public records requests dealing with the incident. They employ arguments to the Attorney General's office to keep records out of the public domain that are in some cases misapplied, say experts, and in others highlight problems in the public records laws. The first is the prisoner exception. The Texas Public Information Act has a carve-out that doesn't allow information about an inmate to be released except in terms of where they are located, why they're inside, when they could get out. In many cases, that's about it.
Well, I think there are certain things about incarcerated people that should remain private, and you know, their entire lives don't become subject to public scrutiny just because they're incarcerated.
Michelle Deitch is the director of the Prison and Jail Innovation Lab at UT Austin. She says it's intended to give dignity and privacy to incarcerated people, but...
But I think that it could also be a loophole that is much too large and can be used as a way to deny information that should absolutely be public.
In briefs to the AG's office, the state's argued it can't release disciplinary records of guards who were present when Kyhem Grant was beaten because those incidents, quote, relate to a prisoner. It argued the same thing for aggregate excessive force data. Molly Pachenik is a staff attorney at the Texas Civil Rights Project.
I mean, clearly they're using it in ways that it wasn't intended to be used.
All TDCJ has said is an unnamed inmate was hospitalized after an extraction team used excessive force. No use of force report nor any report listing involved parties. Keeping information private because it, quote, relates to a prisoner would basically be all information in a prison.
Well, I think they understand that very few, if any, people are in a position to challenge AG rulings, whether that's lack of resources or being scared out of it. I think a war of attrition is a good metaphor.
Bill Aylshire agrees.
That's not a good attitude toward transparency, but they're not alone.
The lawyer focuses on government accountability and transparency, and he says the documents TPR has requested are absolutely public and, in fact, are required for disclosure. TDCJ argues releasing use of force reports or incident reports could hurt an ongoing investigation, but these documents are often available through other law enforcement agencies, including the department's own inspector general, which released the incident report to TPR, contradicting TDCJ's arguments. Aylshire says even if it does impact the investigation, the fact that it was a crime against an inmate means they must release these basic documents.
That information is subject to required disclosure. And that means they can't use the litigation exception, for example.
The litigation exception basically says that because there are indications the state could be sued, they aren't required to release it. It's another of the exceptions they've claimed for a number of TPR requests. It isn't just TDCJ that uses this argument to get around open records requests. Aylshire finds it in every level of Texas government.
I just don't think they have a good idea of what their job is in terms of being public servants. They can't be accountable to the public if everything they do, particularly every mistake that might be made, is concealed from the people who own that government.
More importantly, the documents can always be redacted, which the state has not offered to do, and in some cases has argued would be meaningless because TPR essentially knows too much already. In an email, a TDCJ spokeswoman says she disagrees with the opinion that it misapplies exceptions. She says they follow the law, respond to more than 1,500 open records requests a month, and are dedicated to providing the community with information. For now, TPR awaits a response from the Attorney General on whether TDCJ must release the documents. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.